Oratio is a production of KFUO Radio. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere, since 1924. Text the letters KFUO to 41444 to join the legacy with your tax-deductible gift.
It's common enough amongst those who want to hold to the rather bizarre belief that in order to create the world, God needed death. Normally we call that evolution, that is, through the survival of killing things, monkeys turned into men and whatnot. It is common enough amongst Christians who want to hold to that idea and somehow fuse it with the Bible's teaching to point to 2 Peter, where he says to remember that with the Lord a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. And so therefore Genesis 1 must certainly be about billions of years. Sadly, not only does that undermine the truth that Jesus came to conquer death because it was never intended, it was never here from the beginning, but more, it misses the point of the text. St. Peter writes to remember that the Lord's timing is not like ours, not in order that we might ignore what he has said clearly to be, but that we might remember what he has said clearly will be. That the Lord is not slow to remember his promises, but desires that all people come to the knowledge of the truth. And so the promise which he has given you, he seeks to give to others, just because it hasn't come to bear, just because the world hasn't ended yet and we haven't all gone to paradise, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen very soon, and that when it does, it won't be very good. Oh, indeed it will. The Lord keeps his promises.